Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 2nd of September, recording at 9:41 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets, they didn't do very well. They were mostly down, although I noticed that the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index was up a little bit. Oh, India, actually, was the strong exception. It did quite well. But that China leash effect is still negative, still weighing on some of these indices. In Europe, markets started steady and then picked up steam a little bit, helped by that crude oil price, which Asia really did not respond to. And Europe closed with some pretty reasonable gains. The FTSE index had reversed an earlier decline because the commodity shares were hit fairly hard in here today. But Wall Street was unable to hold on to some chunky gains that it showed in the first few hours of trading, and actually closed with very modest losses. And government bonds, they had been well down. We're getting some big swings in here to difference. It's nearly a 2-point swing in the U.S. Treasury bond futures price, and that is back up above 118 to 118.16 and 118.06 in the after hours trading. The U.S. dollar remained firm, extended those gains. So the U.S. dollar index has moved above 78. And we're seeing the euro down to 145.17. Precious metals were clipped against that background. Gold is, although $14 off its low, it's trading at 805 right now. Crude oil had dipped down to 105.46. I think there was probably some hasty loss liquidation on the part of people who had bought before the weekend in anticipation of the possibility of some, or as a hedge against some storm damage from Gustav. So again, it dipped down to 105.46 by crude, but currently trading at 110.26. Natural gas is quite weak, down to 722. And industrial commodities were mostly easier in here today, although I think tin and nickel were up slightly, grains and beans down a little bit, cotton up slightly. Okay, what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, still very nervous conditions. Central bank policies are still on the inflation hunt mode for the most part, although the Reserve Bank of Australia cut interest rates for the first time in 7 years by a quarter point today, and further rate cuts are coming. So really, the aftermath of the oil price shock creates lots of recessionary pressures and is more serious for the global economy than the West's credit crisis, I've maintained all along. But we have only seen hints or little baby steps in terms of change in central bank policies. So that's, with the credit crisis sort of rumbling on, that's hardly enough to bring back animal spirits to any great extent as far as stock markets are concerned. But they're not doing all that badly, many of them. And what is crucial for me in terms of lead indicators is the performance of banks, and especially the U.S. banks. The U.S. market is so important in terms of psychology. The Wall Street leash effect, which you've talked about endlessly year after year, remains a reality. The Wall Street leash effect needs a strong performance from those banking shares. And actually, while the Dow and the S&P and the Nasdaq all gave up their good earlier gains today, the financial sector indices did not. So that's encouraging, suggests to me that the rally is still alive and well, albeit making heavy weather of it, as there's a good tussle going on here between bulls and bears. And of course, there are a lot of spectators. And actually, spectating is not that bad a position to be in right now. It's a little bit too easy to lose money in this particular environment. But again, crude oil prices, that breach of 110 today, my guess is that this is following a fairly predictable chart pattern sequence. We had the overextended uptrend, the big overextension relative to the moving average. These are things that subscribers will recall us commenting on a daily basis. Then the downward dynamics, the steady fall, very sharp fall down towards the 110 level. Then lots of ranging as it encountered some support there. And I think we're now on the slower ranging phase of the crude oil price decline. And I do still maintain there's nothing on the charts to suggest that it won't go back down and have a look at $100 and probably go below it in time in sort of a slow step sequence. I don't think it'll all take place quickly. And I think there's an outside chance that we could see $80, but I don't think we'll get much beyond that. And what the world needs, I suggest, in terms of crude oil prices, is to see them stay around the $100 level or preferably below for a lengthy period, a year or two. Let the global economy recover as it would. So then also the long-dated government bonds, these are not indicating inflation pressures. And yields are relatively low and still declining for the most part. So while I don't think they'll go all that much further, and while I think any stock market rally, extension of the stock market rally, which I do expect is a headwind for those long-dated government bonds, that is, we don't have any crisis there. We no longer have a crisis with crude oil, although the shock impact of the spike in crude lingers for quite some time, but put it this way, it's not a situation that's getting worse. And the so-called dollar crisis has turned into an impressive rally, and that's not over. So, the world isn't going to hell in a handbasket, to coin a phrase, and things have actually been getting a bit better in here, but it takes time for all this to percolate through to investor sentiment. But the evidence, the technical evidence as well, is gradually edging in the right direction, although these are still uncertain and often choppy times. And gold, well, too many headwinds in here. I don't doubt that gold under $800 is back in an accumulation zone for someone who's willing to take the long view. But I've said it before, fair amount of technical damage in those precious metal patterns. They look different from the previous corrections that we've seen. And that is certainly a medium term concern, short to medium term concern. And I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just say all the best to all of you.